Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. Because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
What is up, everyone, it is another day, another time, and another week for yours and my favorite Wednesday night. So, I'm talking about Kingdom Boss Mindset. You all. First off, Merry Christmas Eve. Yes, we even come in here on Christmas Eve and coming to y'all with some great content. So we want to give y'all something to look at while y'all putting up the tree, getting everything together, making sure. Take a break from listening to the Temptations Silent Night and come over here. And Temptations still going to be there. They still going to be in their mind wanting to be free. You can still listen to what they say later on. But we want y'all to come on over here, like, set, and tag. Because tonight, you all, when I tell y'all, I got a legend up in the building tonight. Like, for real, y'all. Like, this right here, I don't really even need to read her bio because me and her have been rocking for so long. Like, as I see her now, I look at her, and I remember when she was probably in middle school. And I look at her now, and I'm like, she grown with a sound and everything. Like, y'all, I'm talking about Miss Wilson, Kentucky 2026, Miss Montasia Martin. Montasia is the newly crowned Miss Wilson, Kentucky, celebrated for her grace, strength, and passion for empowering others with disabilities. She was announced as the state's title holder in late 2025, and now serves as a leading advocate for disability awareness and community inclusion throughout Kentucky. So you all, as this countdown plays, I want y'all to like, I want y'all to share, I want y'all to tag. And I want y'all to tell everybody, tell somebody that Kingdom Boss Wednesday. Yeah, we back on the air. Let's go. What is up, sis? How are you doing?
I am doing great. Blessed to be here.
Man, like, how long have we been walking together? Like, it's been a minute.
It's been a long time. I remember it had to, like you said, it had to be middle school.
Man, like, it don't even seem that long ago.
It doesn't, no.
Like, I remember my nickname for you used to be Little Mariah Carey.
I remember.
And now... You ain't little no more. You Tyra Banks, like up here with the type, the crown and everything. Like what?
Yes.
So first off, let's start it off like this. I want you to tell my audience a little bit about you from where I might have left off in the bio. Let my audience that may be living under a rock know who you are.
Yes. So my name is Montasia Martin. I am from Cave City, Kentucky, but I reside in Louisville, Kentucky. I competed this year in November for Miss Wheelchair Kentucky 2026, and I won. I will be competing next year Grand Rapids, Michigan, for Miss Wheelchair America. So I will be bringing that crown back to Kentucky. My platform is basically representation through advocacy and empowerment. I'm here to represent people that look like me, people who don't look like me, people who can and can't walk, you know, just basically pushing my movement forward.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm super duper proud of you for real. I am like, I've always knew you was destined for greatness. I always knew that. So I'm super duper proud of you. But let's get into these questions.
Yes.
Tell us who you are beyond the crown. Who is Montasia Martin?
So Montasia Martin is a mother first. Been a mother since 2016, and just that's what I've delved my life into these last 9 years. Outside of that, I'm just a hardworking mom. I'm an esthetician, a licensed esthetician. I graduated school this year, so that was a really big step for me. Just a hard worker, basically, outside of the crown.
Amen, amen, amen. So what was the moment you realized that you were supposed to walk in purpose and not in limitation?
Whenever I got my second chance at life, and I say 2019.
Okay. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Yes. So basically my, I grew up healthy and I was praise dancing in the church and whatnot.
Yes.
So yeah, it's just
basketball, cheerleading, yes. All that.
Did everything. So basically in 2019, I had a very big downfall with my health. So eventually by the end of the year, I just succumbed to the wheelchair. Long story short. But I was in the hospital and I just don't remember ever, you know, making it to the hospital. So when I woke up in the hospital and all I seen were bright lights, I knew that was my rebirth. And that was my second chance at life. And I knew that I was destined to walk in this purpose, whether it's walking or rolling in this purpose.
Mm.
I was meant to, you know, continue life at that point.
I like that. I like that. I like that. So you wasn't letting nothing hold you down.
Nothing at all. Me back. Nothing at all.
It was like, at this point, like, the devil messed up because he done gave me a second. He done allowed me to have a second chance. Like, he should have killed me when he had the opportunity. Yeah. Because now that I got this chance, guess what? I'm putting my foot on the devil's neck.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. I love him. So, all right, let's go into this next question for you. The next question I got for you is, how did it feel hearing your name called as Miss Wills here, Kentucky?
To be honest, I went in there with my head held high. I knew I was going to win. I wasn't going to accept anything outside of that. I went in there prepared. I had been preparing for this for months. I was actually supposed to compete earlier this year, but I ended up not being able to because I was sick. So I knew when I got that text message to come back and try to do it again, I knew it was this time I was going to make it. So I went in there prepared with my head held high, and I didn't accept anything outside of a no, or outside of a yes.
That's it. And those that really know you know, like, you got that competitive energy in you to where, like, anything, if even if they would have said no, you would have been like, y'all need to recount that.
Yes.
Run that back. Recount that again, because obviously y'all miscounted somewhere.
Yes.
So, okay. All right, next question is, what has your personal journey been like leading up to the title?
I would say my journey's been a little difficult, but it has been rewarding. I've learned a whole lot since, you know, being in this wheelchair. It basically made me grow up to be the woman I am today. It's given me more confidence. I wouldn't be in this, I wouldn't be this confident without going through what I went through. So basically just leading up to all this, it's been a journey, I can say.
So in other words, what the devil meant for your bad, God turned it around for you.
Basically, yes.
I like that. I like that. What obstacles shaped you the most, and how did they strengthen your faith or mindset?
I'd say the obstacle that strengthened me the most would probably be just what I dealt with personally in hospitals and nursing homes. Those were always like my barriers and what almost stopped me from wanting to even continue to do what I do. That's why my platform is representation through advocacy and empowerment, because I didn't have those people to actually work with me or truly wanted to work with me, if that makes sense. You can tell when people's hearts are not in their jobs and whatnot. And it was really, it really bared down on me because I'm I empathize with people. So their feelings are my feelings. And if I could sense that negative energy off of you, I take that negative energy in. So that was a big obstacle with me, but it turned into me winning Miss Wheelchair Kentucky because that's my platform. I'm able to speak up for people.
So once again, you had to go through it in order to get to where you are now. Like, you had to go through that in order to get to this point where you at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So last question we got for you before we play a little game.
Okay.
And then we're going to go back into some more questions. How has your disability refined not restricted your calling?
Definitely gave me opportunities and got me in rooms where I didn't think I would be. Like I said, I would not have this confidence today to get up here and talk on a podcast, at least with me, without this. So the disability has really defined who I am today. I'm Miss Wheelchair Kentucky.
I feel it. All right. So we're going to play a game called Wheel Talk. This or that, Wheel Talk. Okay. So I'm going to give you two options and you got to pick one. All right.
All right.
Faith or fear?
Faith.
All right. Purpose or comfort?
Purpose.
Healing or hiding?
Healing.
Confidence or validation?
Confidence.
Advocacy or applause? You know what I'm trying to say. Advocacy or applause.
Advocacy.
All right. You knew what I was trying to say. It's just tripping me up all day. Speaking up or staying silent?
Definitely speaking up.
All right. So let's get back to these questions. All right. So what is your platform or mission as Miss Wilson, Kentucky? You already said it, but can you go a little more deeper in it?
Yes. It's representation through advocacy and empowerment. So basically, came up with this inspired by my mother. She was the one to speak up for me while I was in the hospital and while I was in nursing homes, mainly because I wasn't I wasn't able to do it for myself. When I was going through situations with nurses and even doctors, she would be the one to speak up for me, because I was scared at that point to, you know, speak to anybody. I was seeing over 20 doctors. I was in the hospital for, I'd say, 3 weeks, and then I moved to inpatient rehab. So when I did that, I also went through a lot in the rehab centers. I changed rehab centers 3 times due to staff. So basically what my platform is to represent people who are going through tough times. It might not just be with, you know, the facility or with the staff. It could be anything that you need. Like if you need clothing, if you need food, if you need help, I am that one to represent you, whether you're in a nursing home, a rehabilitation center, or if you're just in a hospital.
I love that. I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. All right. And that is definitely needed. In all honesty, that's definitely needed. What is the misconception about people with disabilities, and how do you want to break it today?
The number one misconception is that we can't take care of ourselves. I've been taking care of myself since I went through this. It did take a lot, and it did take a lot of patience, but just us taking care of ourselves is the number one thing that, you know, people think we can't do. I mean, we do need help. I have plenty of help with my fiance. So, you know, it does take a lot, but it's very attainable.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And we thank God for him helping you as much as he does, because I know you are stubborn.
Yes.
So shout out to him for having the strength to deal with your stubbornness. Because from knowing you, I know how stubborn you really are.
Yes.
All right. So how can churches, business, and communities become more inclusive and not just acceptable?
So I think the first step to that would be to actually involve people that are going through this type of thing. I think when people are making laws or where they're doing just, you know, random things when it comes to disabled people, they're doing it off of what they think they know. They're not involving people that actually go through this type of thing every day or live this type of life.
I like that. So where does your confidence come from?
To be honest, I'm still working on my confidence. I'm still working on public speaking. I did trip up when I was doing my competition on my speech, but I revived myself. But as far as confidence, me practicing in the mirror helped a lot. Just me talking, like I said, talking to my fiance, that helps me a whole lot with confidence. And then just getting out there and being more social really helps me be more confident.
How do you stay rooted in purpose when life feels unfair?
I definitely pray silently to myself. Just talking to God, basically.
I love it. What scripture, quote, or beliefs keep you grounded on hard days? Because I know there's some hard days.
Yes, I don't think I have a specific scripture, but I do use like a specific prayer on the days that I have hard days.
I like it. So now we're going to play another little game. Okay. And then we're going to go into some more questions.
Sounds good.
Finish this sentence. My disability taught me blank.
It taught me how to live.
All right. I feel most powerful when blank.
I feel most powerful when I have 100% energy. I'm usually worn out. So whenever I have 100% energy, I feel most powerful.
People underestimate me, but blank.
But they respect me.
I like that. God showed me my strength when blank.
When he gave me that second chance.
I wear my crown because blank.
I deserved it.
All right. So I want to go back to one of them answers that you gave. Yes. He said, people underestimate me, but they respect me.
Yes.
Break that down a little bit.
So basically, people have always, well, I wouldn't say they wouldn't give me the benefit of the doubt, but they definitely second guess themselves when it came to me. So basically just that. But they're always going to have, you know, have good words to say about me, should I say. I never give anybody a reason to have anything negative to say, or try not to anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I can remember, even back in the day, when you was around Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
when you was around Cape City, like, even when you was playing sports and stuff like that, people thought, oh, that's the pretty girl. She isn't going to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, was they wrong. It was like, once we stepped on that court, it was like, okay, all that's out the window. I'll be cute after the game.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to go into some more questions. Crown or cap? We're going to go into that game, and then we're going to go into what we call the boss moment, which is, I'm going to allow you to tell the people where they can find you at, and I'm going to allow you to leave them with some closing words. People with disabilities can't leave. Is that crown or cap?
Repeat that. I didn't hear you.
People with disabilities can't lead. Is that crown or cap?
That's cap.
Okay. Accessibility equals inclusion. Crown or cap?
Crown.
Okay. Confidence is learned, not given. Crown or cap?
Crown.
All right. Beauty has one standard. Crown or cap?
Cap.
All right. Purpose stops when life changes. Crown or cap?
Cap.
Okay. I want you to pick one of those answers, and I want you to elaborate on it a little bit.
Which one? You pick.
All right. Let's go with the... Hold on. Let me go back to it. Let's go with beauty has one standard.
Beauty definitely doesn't have one standard. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So whether beauty is physical, whether it's spiritual, I believe it does not have one standard.
I like that. All right. So now at this time, y'all, we are going into what is called the boss moment. Y'all trust and believe me, before she goes out and competes, she is definitely coming back. We got to have her back on here. And we got to have her back to talk again and have more of a conversation with us. So we are going to go into the boss moment and allow you to have your floor to where you can tell them where they can find you at, how they can support you, and then go from there.
All righty. Well, you guys can find me on Facebook at Miss Wheelchair Kentucky 2026. My name is Vontasia Martin again. You can also find me on Instagram. My at name is MSWCKY26. You can also find me on, what else do I have? I don't even know. I'm still new with this. So those are my two main pages. I would just say stick with Facebook and Instagram. But I do want to leave. I don't have TikTok. But anyways, I do want to say that I am very grateful. I'm very honored to be Miss Wheelchair Kentucky. Like I said, I did go in there with my head held high, and I knew I was going to win, but I did not ever think that I was going to be a pageant queen, especially being in a wheelchair. So all I have to say is that keep working towards your dream, keep working towards whatever your goal is, and you will see it one day. Whether you're behind in bills, whether you're behind in school, just keep working to whatever goal that you want to work for, and you will see that success one day. And that's all I have.
Amen. And as I always say, you all, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things that we look at as bad, God is only turning it around for our good. You all have a very Merry Christmas. Stay tuned on tomorrow, because at some point tomorrow, on the James S. Glover Studios YouTube page, we dropping a video exclusively for you all on YouTube for Christmas Day. So you don't know what time it's dropping, but you just got to stay tuned. Y'all got to stay tuned over there to figure out when it's coming out, but you don't want to miss that conversation that we having on tomorrow. is definitely one of my favorite conversations that I've had. And it's definitely a blessing to go back and rewind that and let it be heard again. So definitely stay tuned. We love you all. And we will see you all on Friday. All right. God bless you. And go over there to the podcast. Listen to every episode on the podcast on James S. Glover Studios podcast station. Found everywhere where podcasts can be found. Even this episode will be up there by midnight tomorrow. Go over there and check us out. All right. Peace. Love y'all. Hello. We pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.